This is Jordan Seculo. Did you know that millions of your federal tax dollars go to Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider? We'll talk about defunding Planned Parenthood today.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. My dad may be joining us later. He is in meetings in Washington, D.C. I'm joined by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. A couple of very important things to talk about today, folks. Right off the bat, this is the final day to add your name to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. This is it. We are getting close. We're way over 70,000, but we want to work closely to 100,000 names in support of Senator Vitter's legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. If you have not added your name yet, folks, you have got to do so today. This should be your last opportunity to add your name. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. 2255 or go to aclj.org and add your name to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Now more than ever, folks, with what's going on in Washington, D.C., Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House and the Democratic majorities in both the Senate and the U.S. House. Again, folks, tough to get this kind of legislation through, but we do feel better because there is word that there are more and more conservative Democrats that have been elected at this time, especially in the House, not so much in the Senate, but in the House. So it looks like we will be able to get work done in Washington, D.C., but this legislation in the U.S. Senate is so important because it would take away a third of Planned Parenthood's yearly budget. A third. That means less money going to abortions. That means less money Planned Parenthood can use fighting things like restrictions on the partial birth abortion ban. Because remember, folks, right now our federal tax dollars are going to support Planned Parenthood's legal efforts and fights in the courts, and it opens up windows so that they have more money to spend on performing abortions. They're the largest abortion provider in the world and in the United States of America. We have to defund Planned Parenthood. You and I need to stop paying our federal tax dollars to Planned Parenthood every year to the tune of $265 million a year. If you want to join with us, 877-989-2255. This is the final day, or you can go to aclj.org. Our second big story. Today we're going to be filing a brief in California in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. You all know about the Ninth Circuit. We talk about that a lot. In support of the cross at Mount Soledad. And I want to go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, very quickly. This is an important brief, Jeff, because the government now owns the property that Mount Soledad is on. And we're asking the federal court to dismiss this lawsuit because against the city of San Diego because the city no longer owns the property.
Property, and because San Diego no longer owns the property, San Diego, without question, can't be violating any constitutional provision. Now that the United States government owns the property, this case has been moot, and that's exactly what our brief suggests, that the case is moot and the appeal should be dismissed.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, we're actually filing this brief on behalf of 22 members of Congress, including the current, he's the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Duncan Hunter, the congressman from San Diego, as well as 21 other congressmen and women from around the country in support of the cross at Mount Soledad. We had over 170,000 names on our petition to save the cross at Mount Soledad. So let's make sure we get close to that on our petition to defund Planned Parenthood, folks, because as important of an issue, maybe even more important, because we're talking about human life, and this is the last day that you can join our petition to defund Planned Parenthood. There are two ways to do so. You can call our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255. The second way to join the petition, you can go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. You can sign up online. You'll see right on the front of the website, it says click here to sign the petition. You can be part of the country, of the other over 70,000 people that have already signed the petition to defund Planned Parenthood so we stop paying for their fight for abortion rights. 877-989-2255. Write that number down. Give it to your friends today so they can join, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Freedom.
You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Secular Live. This is Jordan Secular. My dad will be back on Monday. I think he's going to be out the rest of the season. Meetings in Washington, D.C. with religious leaders from around the world talking about some issues. So he is busy there. But we are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Talking about two things, as well as any calls that you like, any legal questions you have. I've got Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, here on the program with me to help with any legal questions you have. But I want to make sure you know, folks, today we're filing a brief in support of the cross at Mount Soledad. We represent 22 members of Congress, including Duncan Hunter, who is currently the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. This brief is saying basically that this lawsuit against the city of San Diego has to be dropped. It should be dismissed because the city of San Diego, no longer owns the property where Mount Soledad is. You may remember President Bush signed legislation from the Congress that transferred the property in Mount Soledad, which was on the part of the city of San Diego's property, is now controlled by the federal government. So they can't bring this lawsuit against the city of San Diego anymore. Now, what's important, folks, for you to understand is that this case is going to keep going. There are other avenues. This is still going on, but we are fighting in every avenue we can, which is why we're filing this brief today to dismiss this case, since the city of San Diego no longer is the property owner where the cross lies. And remember, folks, we had such an outpouring of support from the American people to save the cross in Mount Soledad, and so far we have been successful, but the fight continues, and we will keep updating you on that fight as we get more news on the issue, and we can update you more about what's going on legally within the courts when we hear any decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Next, I want to tell you, this is the last day to sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. We've talked about the numbers. I'm going to go to Jeff Surtees very quickly to give you some facts on Planned Parenthood. They're the largest abortion provider in the United States of America. They're the largest abortion provider in the world. They're responsible for 20% of the abortions that occur every year. Last week, they were in the United States Supreme Court fighting for partial birth abortion. They wanted to make sure that procedure was never outlawed, the partial birth abortion procedure. And folks, guess who's paying for their arguments? Guess who's paying for them to go to court and sue the federal government? You and I are. $265 million a year goes to Planned Parenthood from our federal tax dollars. We have had over 70,000 people join this petition to defund Planned Parenthood in the last 2 weeks. We need to add a lot more over today and this weekend. This is the final day to call the toll-free number. We need you to do so right now. 1-877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online. But I'm telling you, folks, if you've already signed up, give our phone number, give that toll-free number, 877-989-2255. 2255 to your friends and your family, and email out our web link, aclj.org. Have your friends and family go and sign up online. It just takes a couple of minutes, and how important it is to do so today, to stand up to protect life so that you and I are not funding abortion procedures like partial birth abortion anymore. And we're not funding groups who fight for procedures like partial birth abortion, because that's what's going on right now in the United States of America. I want to go to Jeff Surtees, because Jeff, when you look at the facts of Planned Parenthood, the amount of money, it's really astonishing. And that's why we're bringing this issue, which a lot of people were surprised with. One, a lot of people didn't know what Planned Parenthood really did. They didn't know, Jeff, that Planned Parenthood was the largest abortion provider in the United States of America. And they also didn't know that Planned Parenthood was getting our money.
That's exactly right. I mean, we at the ACLJ do three fundamental things. We do litigation, legislation, education. This telling folks out there what Planned Parenthood is really all about is an important part of the educational mission of our organization. And one thing that people can do to take a stand for parenthood, is to defund Planned Parenthood. In 2005, the state of Missouri passed a law which prohibits any person from aiding or assisting a minor to obtain an abortion without the written consent from the minor's parent or the guardian. Well, who just made arguments before the Missouri Supreme Court earlier this week challenging that law? Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri, Inc. Planned Parenthood doesn't deserve a dime of taxpayers' money, let alone hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayers' money.
This is the day, folks, to join and stop, and we have to stand up with Senator Vitter. This legislation has already been introduced in the U.S. Senate. Folks, you know about the changes that have gone on in Washington, D.C. over these past 2 weeks now. Democrats have taken control, and that means a lot of liberals are going to be chairmen of committees in the U.S. Senate. A lot of people who are not going to be in favor of supporting a defunding of Planned Parenthood are going to have powerful positions in the U.S. Senate. But that does not mean that the fight stops. The fight for life does not stop because of an election. And folks, that is why we have to stand with Senator Vitter and other senators who support this legislation, who know you and I don't need to be paying for Planned Parenthood $265 million a year to pay a third of their budget. And they say this, folks, and you're going to hear this from Planned Parenthood. They're going to say, listen, we don't take any of that $265 million and spend it on abortion. But guess what? If they didn't have that $265 million every single year coming from the federal government, they wouldn't have as much money to spend on abortions. They wouldn't have as much money to spend on hiring lawyers to file lawsuits against the federal government supporting partial birth abortion. That is why it's so important that we stop funding Planned Parenthood. We can't stop people donating money to Planned Parenthood, but you and I can't be forced to donate money to Planned Parenthood, and that's what's going on right now. And this is why we've started this petition, this is why we did this petition, and this is the final day to join the petition. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online. We're going to go right to the phones. We have a lot of questions, legal questions coming into the program today. Gloria is calling from Colorado on line one. Gloria, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I work for a major department store, and I have not worked on Sundays, but maybe a handful of times. I have recently been told that I must work the weekends. When I took this position 2 months ago, it's a new position that I'm in. I don't even deal with the customers. I am in the back in the receiving department, and I've been told that if I don't sign this full-time associate commitment form, I will be demoted, which means I don't have full-time benefits, and I am not guaranteed any hours on a weekly basis.
Well, I want to go to Jeff Surtees, Gloria, because it's a question we get a lot of times, is right to work on Sunday. And Jeff, you heard the facts from Gloria. What does it sound like?
Well, I mean, it sounds like we're going to need more facts. Because.
and that's true a lot of the time, folks. I think that's important. And I think we may have lost Jeff just there. But again, Gloria, hang on the line, because a lot of times these questions are about the fact situation. So, Gloria, we're going to get your contact information. We just lost Jeff. We'll get him back in a second to get his comments. So, Gloria, keep listening in. We'll get his comments on that. But We need your contact information because this changes so much depending on, and folks, this is what it depends on, what kind of contract you sign, who you're working for, what your job entails. And so we have to get all the facts. It's sometimes hard to answer these questions right over the radio show because it takes a lot of just looking at and seeing what's going on at the workplace. Usually, though, you cannot be forced to work on Sunday. That is typically, if you didn't say that you were going to work on Sunday, you can't be forced to work on Sunday. So Gloria, it looks like that's what will happen here. We will look at your facts. Stay on the line. We're getting your contact information as we speak so that we can get in contact with you later and help you out with this legal situation. We're going to go back to the phones. Again, we have a lot of calls coming in. Jennifer's calling from Florida on line 5. Jennifer, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, Jennifer.
Question is, I was wondering if there is a way to hold accountable the pornography on the computer that gets flashed in your face when you're not searching for it, if there's any legal steps that have been taken or that could be taken to try to send a message to them to, you know.
Jennifer, are you talking about like pop-up ads or are you talking about when you're at a search engine like a Google or a Yahoo and searching terms and pornography comes?
Yeah, it's pop-up and it's adware. It's stuff that, I mean, believe me, I've gone through all the IT steps to stop it from happening, but they keep finding a way. You know, and I've talked to other people that have the same problem.
And that is the tough thing right now, Jennifer, is that once we come up, like, we have pop-up blocker, but they find some way to get around that. And that's why it's technology and the abilities of the computer companies is not really up to speed with some of the developers of this adware material. If folks don't understand, it's when you're on the online and just an ad pops up out of nowhere. And sometimes they are pornographic ads. I want to go to Jeff Surtees because, Jennifer's wondering what she can do to stop these ads from popping up. And, you know, you can use pop-up blocker, Jeff, but we all know that these technology firms are coming up with new ways every single day to get around any of those type of restrictions. So Jennifer wanted to know, is there any legal action to take or is anything she can do that more than just trying to do pop-up blocker and things like that?
Well, the thing to do is to do some more research on Internet providers that screen those websites for you. Not only is the software out there that can do it, but the Internet providers themselves are able to screen that stuff as well. With respect to legal action, you know, that's not something I'm any familiar with. You know, that might be something to go to the Attorney General of the state where you live and to make complaints about that. But I think the first level of protection needs to be to investigate the software that's out there, investigate the Internet providers that are out there, and try to get that stuff screened out so you don't have that complaint to bring to the Attorney General.
Yeah, Jennifer, a lot of times I've realize this on my computer. A lot of these pop-up ads actually come from viruses and other programs that have been downloaded when you didn't even know it was being downloaded. So maybe a technology problem. If not, call us back and we'll get more information if you talk to your state attorney general or other attorneys in the area. Folks, we are working. This is it. This is the last day to sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. There are two ways to do so. We need your help. Let's stop paying Planned Parenthood to provide abortions and fight for legislation that supports partial birth abortion. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Final day to do so, folks. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education, the best education that I could ever have received.
For Stacey Fincher, the undergraduate program at Regent University was a blessing. With a degree in religious studies and a background in communications, Stacey found earning her college degree at Regent a life-changing event.
I would talk to my professors and say, I want to change the world. I want to incorporate ministry and media. How can I do that? It doesn't seem possible. But my professors would say, you can do it. You can do everything you want to do. And you can get that background right here at Regent.
The Regent undergraduate program provides a premier educational experience. Classes are offered online and in the classroom. All are taught from a Christian worldview. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to apply, you can also call toll-free at 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Enroll today, and just like Stacey Fincher, you'll realize that when you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone.
They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. My dad will be back on Monday. Folks, we're talking about legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. We've talked about it for the past couple of weeks. This is it, folks. This is the last day to join and add your name to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. We absolutely need you to do so, folks. It is so important. This organization, Planned Parenthood, which put on its website, Happy Birthday Planned Parenthood, celebrating their 80 or 90 years of existence, put Happy Birthday Planned Parenthood. This is an abortion provider saying happy birthday and using those kind of terms. Just kind of interesting when you really think about what they're saying. There's also a news story out, folks, about Planned Parenthood criticizing crisis pregnancy clinics because they try to steer women away from having abortions. Quote, this is what they're saying. This is the spokesperson for Planned Parenthood is saying, talking about the crisis pregnancy clinics, which are these clinics that usually set up very close to abortion clinics, trying to tell women about the other options other than abortions. And typically they will tell women that are thinking about having abortion the details of an abortion procedure, what goes on in an abortion procedure. And they also provide ultrasounds so that women can see what's going on inside. I mean, a lot of these women are young girls. They don't really know, and they're nervous, and they're scared. And these crisis pregnancy centers do a great thing. Well, NARAL and Planned Parenthood don't think, though. They say these are trying to steer women away from abortion, and that's bad. They're absolutely using scare tactics. That's what Planned Parenthood say, using scare tactics. You mean telling the truth about abortion procedures? And I want to go to Jeff Surtees, because Jeff, that's what they're calling scare tactics here. Showing a woman what an abortion procedure looks like, what goes on in an abortion procedure, giving them an ultrasound so they know what their baby looks like, Jeff. But Planned Parenthood calls that scare tactics, and now they're criticizing crisis pregnancy centers.
Yeah, it's outrageous. You know, Planned Parenthood and their legions always like to talk about how women, when it comes time to make an abortion, need to make an informed choice. Well, you know, when we start talking about statutes requiring that women be given all the information, that women be have at least two meetings prior to going through with the abortion to be sure that they know exactly what it is they're choosing to do, Planned Parenthood is right there at the forefront filing lawsuits challenging in court those state statutes. So all this talk about an informed decision, a private, personal, and important decision, that's all just talk and nothing more from Planned Parenthood.
Let's go back to the phone. Cheryl is calling from New York on line 6. Cheryl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I have developmentally disabled twins in the public school, and I found out yesterday during a parent-teacher conference that since September they've been receiving group counseling, which includes yoga practices, without parental consent, and it's not included in their IEP program.
Okay, Cheryl, what's your question?
My question is that against their public rights?
I'll go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, you heard Cheryl's question. We may have to get a lot more details on this, but Jeff, what do you think?
Well, the first thing Cheryl needs to do is just go to the principal, go to the superintendent, say, hey, I didn't know this was going on. I have an objection to this for the following reasons. We need to work this out because of my religious beliefs. I don't want my children participating in these yoga exercises, and see whether or not this issue can be resolved at that level. Most calls that we get into the ACLJ regarding a parent upset about something going on in the school district, like this situation, are able to resolve such matters with the principal or with the superintendent of the schools. That's what Cheryl needs to do.
Let's go back to the phone. Susan is calling from Illinois on line 5. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Doesn't the Hyde Amendment passed by Congress prohibit federal funding of abortion? Aren't they just going around the law?
Well, Susan, that's exactly what happened here, is that the Hyde Amendment does ban for the federal government paying for abortion procedures, specifically talking about Medicare and other federal government funding programs. But what this legislation has done, and when Planned Parenthood started receiving this money in the 1980s, they were able to go around this by saying, we won't use this money for actual abortion procedures, so it wouldn't violate the Hyde Amendment. Went right around the loophole within the Hyde Amendment. And Jeff Surtees, I want to go to Jeff Surtees, because Jeff, when you think about this, that's exactly what they did with this. Planned Parenthood raises about $800 million to $1 billion a year, folks. $800 million to $1 billion a year. They get $265 million from the federal government that comes from our tax dollars. So if we defund Planned Parenthood, when we say that, we mean stop this federal funding that you and I pay for. We're taking away a third of their budget. And Jeff, this is major news, because Planned Parenthood will always say, and this is what they continue to say, you know, we're not violating the Hyde Amendment. We don't use this money for abortion procedures. But everyone knows it just opens up hundreds of millions of dollars of more that Planned Parenthood has raised so that they can use that money to provide abortions.
That's exactly right. And for every dollar that Planned Parenthood receives from the federal government, then that's a dollar that they don't have to use of their own money to go towards, you know, towards these abortions.
Right.
So it's sort of an end-run procedure that they're doing here, and that's exactly why Senator Vitter's bill is so important. We need to take that money away from Planned Parenthood, the federal government away from Planned Parenthood, so we close that loophole so they just don't dance around the Hyde Amendment and get the funds to the abortion this way.
Let's go back to the phone. Cheryl is calling from North Carolina on line 4. Cheryl, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Cheryl.
My question is about an article that I have in my local paper today. I have a lovely liberal rag, and they were writing today an article reporting on the local high school football coaches conducting prayers before games and then after games, with parents sometimes being involved in the after game prayers, and had a big write-up, basically with one of the local lawyers from Wake Forest University saying, oh, that's just totally illegal. That can't be. It totally violates the separation of church and state. And
right.
I needed to know what the truth was, because,
Well, Cheryl, I'll tell you this. It's a tough issue. It's been a very divisive issue in the United States these past few years with all these football prayer game cases and what goes on. And I think, and Jeff, when you think, I'm guessing, and Cheryl, this is a public school, right?
Yes.
Local public high school in North Carolina. Okay. Jeff, when it comes down to this situation, it's tough, because these coaches are employees of the city or the school district, and so far the ACLU has been able to fight against any kind of individuals like this being able to pray with the high school students, and that's kind of how they win this fight.
That's exactly right. And the way the Supreme Court has interpreted the Establishment Clause, incorrectly, I believe, but it's nonetheless the law, is that public employees here applying to public high school coaches cannot engage in religious activity with students on their own time while they are acting as agents of the school.
Right.
Now, if school is over and during their own time,
right,
then that's okay. But during the time when they're wearing the school's football helmet, so to speak, they can't be engaging in religious activity.
And Cheryl, what I want to do is let's get your contact information. If you've got a coach at the school or someone who's worried and wants more legal advice, we're going to get your phone number and get your contact information so that we can help if it's a coach or someone else at the school that's got questions, or another parent of one of the players, because I think it's an important issue. And something else to point out, that does not prevent players at all from praying with each other. And I think that's important to point out, folks, is that those players on the team can pray. And of course, we're fighting for these issues. We don't agree with the Supreme Court decision, but Cheryl asked a question. We got to give the honest answer, and the honest answer, it's tough. It's because the Supreme Court has basically interpreted, like Jeff says, as that would violate the separation of church and state. Though we don't agree with that at all, we will continue to fight against that. That is the law as it stands now. But Cheryl, stay on the line. We're going to get your contact information, because again, there may be other issues here that we want to look at and that you want us to look at as well. Folks, as we end the program today, I want to thank Jeff Surtees for being with me here today to answer all of your legal questions. A lot of those coming into the broadcast today. Folks, this is the final minute of the show. This is the last chance you're going to have to join the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. This is it, folks. We need your support with this legislation. You and I need to stop paying Planned Parenthood money so we have to provide the fight for abortion rights, because that is what's going on right now. You and I are donating our money to Planned Parenthood through our federal taxes. I mean, we might as well be one of the donors to Planned Parenthood, because that's what's going on here. We can stop that, but we have got to stand with Senator Vitter, and you have got to join this petition so that the American people at the U.S. Senate, they know the American people support this legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. Our toll-free number to join the petition, you need to call it right now. You need to write it down. If you can't call right now, is 877-989-2255. It's the last day to add your name to protect and fight for life. 877-989-2255. 877-928-2255. That's our toll-free number. I'll say it one more time, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.